Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Brian Adams. On today's program, we are joined by Carla Isink, Executive Director of Marion County Development Commission, to discuss their upcoming workshop for educators, Teaching for the Workforce, which will be held from June 24th through June 27th. Teaching for the Workforce is a course you'll have coming up in June for people who want to take this. So what will the course cover?
The course is for actually educators. A lot of educators need professional development credits. And so this course that we do in cooperation with DMAC allows them to get some of those continuing education requirements. It's a 4-day course. And throughout the course, they learn about STEM occupations in the area. So we do this through touring several of our local companies, as well as panel discussions and hands-on activities. So the educators at the end of it get credits towards their professional development, as well as really increasing their knowledge of what their students can do once they get out of school.
What will be the end result that you're looking for these educators to take home?
Well, the educators get to understand what types of jobs are here. So often people think about, like, we do a little bit on health occupations. Well, people think of traditionally in a hospital setting, you might need nurses and doctors, but you also need IT and some other professions. And so we try to expose them to the STEM professions that they might logically think that we have a lot of here, but also some of the professions that they might not understand that are of great need here. We take them, for instance, out to the Rural Electric Cooperative, and they get to learn about linemen, maybe something that teachers have not thought about. We take them into our factories, and they not only get to see the people working on the line, but all the other people that are working in IT and logistics and many other areas within a company, so that they understand the breadth of types of positions that are needed. So it's not just people on the line, but you need people to design the products. You need people to, like I said, work in the logistics of where the products are getting sold to. You need people that work in accounting, for instance, in corporations. So there's lots of different fields, and we try to show them the breadth of all the types of occupations that are available here in the area. Obviously, within the STEM area, Marion County has 40% of our jobs nearly in manufacturing. So a lot of the companies that we're visiting are manufacturing companies.
Marion County, of course, has been looking to fill jobs for quite some time to get more people involved in industrial jobs. Would you believe this could eventually spur more students to go into that sort of thing?
I do believe so. I think as much as we can get our educators, they are very influential on our students, as well as the types of things that they're teaching in the classroom. So concepts like continuous improvement and those types of concepts, to have students coming out of our schools with an understanding of what that means is very important. So I think it's amazing how many lives teachers can really truly touch, and for them to understand that today's world is a little different than it was 20 years ago. And there's a lot of opportunities that may only require an apprenticeship or may require a 2-year degree or technical training. And there may be other jobs that still require 8 years of training. But understanding how to help those students figure out what's the best for them.
Does this represent a shift in the approach to education?
I'm not sure. I'm not an educator, but certainly from an economic development approach, we are excited with working with the schools and seeing how we can both meet both of our needs, both helping them understand from a curriculum standpoint what knowledge students need to come out with today, but also to help our employers fill those needs with children that have lived here all their lives and perhaps have those deep family roots that want to stay in the region or in the area and raise families and be residents here.
For anyone who wants to sign up, where do they go to find out more about this, and where do they go to register?
They can go to DMAC Business Resources or just email me. I can send them the link. There is a link. They can also go to the Area Education Agency. We are listed on Heartland Area Education Agency's list of courses for the summer. So either there, or they can contact me at Carla, C-A-R-L-A, at redrockarea.com. Again, it's Carla at redrockarea.com.
Thanks to Carla Isink, Executive Director of Marion County Development Commission, for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.